Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You know, we're very web-friendly around here, and one of the things we do every morning, it's actually kind of fun. Early in the morning, all these emails start flying back and forth between the staff, where people have found the most emailed, the most blogged, the most commented stories at news sites all around the interwebs. So we pick out just a few of them to bring you. Critical mass news, we call it the most. We also, it's a time for the hosts, myself and Dan Holloway, to kick back for a minute and make the staff do even more work.
Yeah, Allie, when you made a motion to extend the most to 27 minutes,
yeah.
We were all a little skeptical.
The entire E-block is the most. Dan Pashman, you know the voice. Okay, where's your most from, Dan?
This is from livescience.com, most emailed. Naps may boost memory. This is a study that says that taking a little nap in the afternoon, you know, and there's been other studies that have suggested that sleeping helps to basically consolidate your memory. It helps in learning. Well, they did this study. I'm always interested in how they actually figured this thing out. They gave people a complex series of finger tapping maneuvers to memorize. And then some of the group got to go take a nap, and some of the other group just stayed awake. And then later on that night, they tested them, and the people who had napped were better at remembering the complex sequence of finger tapping. And so they said that the results suggest that it's possible to speed up memory consolidation by sleeping. In the future, they may be able to do it artificially.
That's all good news for us.
Right, yeah. Basically, eventually, we will not sleep.
That will never happen in our world. Never. Any time can be nap time. Tricia McKinney, our editor, is in the control room with her most. Where did you get this from, Tricia?
You know, I got it off my old friend, Google Trends. It's always interesting to see what people are searching on the old Googler. And the number two most searched name on Google is Gary Zirola. And it turns out that he's a guy who was once on People Magazine's list of America's most eligible bachelors. He was once up to be the bachelor on that reality show.
Yeah.
But right now he's awaiting trial. He's on trial, back-to-back trials starting today in Boston on charges that he raped two 19-year-olds, one in 2004 and one in 2006. So, you know, he's, of course, says he didn't do it.
The reality show vetting department, I think, might be getting a visit from the lawyers.
Well,
something tells me.
I don't think he wasn't the bachelor.
He wasn't the bachelor.
He was in the running to become the bachelor.
Gotcha.
He was an attorney.
He's
of course,
guy.
Lost his license because of all of this. But, you know, he denies the allegations. So they're pretty heinous. And
wow.
Yeah, people are Googling his name today.
No doubt. Our executive producer, as if she doesn't have enough to do, is also our supervising producer today. And we're making her take part in the most.
I will try to remember this, even though I haven't had my nap yet. One of the most emailed stories on MSNBC.com is Town Abuzz Over Mayor's Racy MySpace Page. Now, you know, in small towns, often if you become mayor, you still keep your day job. In the case of Arlington, Oregon, Mayor Carmen Contra-Granquist kept her day job as fire department executive secretary. She also seems to have kept her day hobby, which is to pose on the fire engine.
Oh, my.
Clad only in a black bra and panties. And she had photos of same posted all over her MySpace page. And the town was happy about this. And so her answer to this was to not to take the photos down, actually,
okay.
But to restrict access just to her friends. Which, of course, raises the question of how you become the mayor's friend.
Yes.
And what it takes to qualify to get access to those pics. But she says that's her personal life, has nothing to do with my mayor's position. Insert joke here.
Wow. Wow. I just want to start a whole TV show called What Were They Thinking?
Mm-hmm.
What were they thinking? Just go interview this mayor. It would just, that's something.
Yeah.
Lauren Spohr.
Hi.
Producer on loan from Columbia Journalism School for a couple weeks.
Creative Writing School, actually.
Creative Writing. Oh, I'm sorry. I said that yesterday, too. Creative Writing.
It's cool. It's more prestigious to say journalism.
I don't know about that. But anyway, go ahead, Lauren. I'm sorry.
I have a most emailed from the LA Times. And it's kind of an interesting story. It starts out saying that the pronouns for abortion shouldn't be I or she, but we, meaning men, have the abortions, too. But as you read on, you see that there's a Christian activist behind this. And he, at one point, point, the reporter writes that he's using men's tears to make a case against abortion. He offers workshops to men. They're called Medicating the Pain of Lost Fatherhood and Forgiveness Therapy for Post-Abortion Men. And, you know, so he's a Christian activist, and he's organizing a big father section at the protest of the 35th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, and he wants hundreds and hundreds of men to say, I regret my abortion. So that's another protest angle.
And that's the most where again?
At the LA Times, LA most Times. Emailed.
My most is from the Seattle Times, and it's the headline. I can understand why. Teen's iPod leads to family fight, mom's arrest in Kingston. Yeah, so there was this teenage boy. He really wanted to download a song. His dad was in this computer. His dad said, hey, you got to wait. The kid was impatient. Dad left the room for a minute. Kid jumped on the computer, started downloading. Dad came back, got mad, said, hey, you're going to give me your iPod. The kid then proceeded to bite him and kick his dad in the groin.
Yes.
Mom entered the fray. She punched her husband in the face several times, scooped up the teen and left. This is all according to sheriff's deputies. The woman told the deputy she thought the father had been too strict with their son and shouldn't have taken the iPod away. So the woman was arrested as she is in the Kitsap County Jail on fourth degree assault. All over
Fox next Tuesday.
I know it is a Fox reality show next Tuesday. All over a Kanye West download. Don't know. Don't want to blame Kanye. I don't know for sure. Hey, that does it for the most. If you want to read more about these stories, you can go to our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, everybody.